Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I hope everyone's doing well. You're having a great week. We haven't been on since we had, who was on? Ann Myra was on, and we were, Ann Myrna is her name. Yeah. And she was talking about her new horror movie out in Illinois. So if you want to tune into that show, please feel free to do so. And I have to say, we haven't been here for a couple of days last week due to we're covering a lot of events lately, a lot of concerts. So look for those in the Observer. Unfortunately, I heard they had a little fire. So they're getting up and running. And once they do, we'll have our pieces in there and everybody can enjoy what we do on the show and what we cover in concerts in the paper. So go check it out. No one was hurt, thank God. So everything's good. So today is Thursday. We don't usually do a Thursday evening show, but we make exceptions. When we have a great artist or a great guest coming on, we make exceptions all the time and we do a special broadcast. So tonight, I'm excited to speak with Mr. Jimmy Bush Jr. He is a music producer, singer, a tribute artist, and tonight we're going to talk about his many artists that he does tributes for. However, one in particular, because he's got a show tomorrow night, is Engelbert Humperdinck. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Mr. Jimmy Bush Jr. How are you, Jimmy? Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Hi, Joanne. How are you? I'm doing well.
I'm wonderful as well. It's been a little stressful today, and it's just been nuts, but it's all good. It's all good. Busy's good, right?
Yes, I totally understand that. It's becoming a show weekend and everything's down to the wire now.
Yeah, well, I have to ask you about yourself now. You're a young man. I don't know how old you are, but I can see you're a fairly young man. I've seen different images of you with long hair, and now we're doing the short thing. So how did you come into interest of doing tributes for Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones? I mean, the classics. I shouldn't say the oldies, the classics. I mean, what turned you on to them instead of, what kind of music do you like, and what turned you on to wanting to be a tribute artist for these folks?
My music background varies from pretty much everything. I've been in music since I was a kid. Since I was probably five, I've been singing. And it hasn't left, and I've been able to play multiple instruments and do so much musically to where it's hard to stay in one spot.
Yeah.
But I used to listen to Elvis and Engelbert and Tom growing up through my parents, and it just caught on to where, you know, I would teach myself, you know, how to emulate or sound like them in order to teach myself how to sing as well. And it just caught on, and I was able to do it professionally since I was around 23, 24, and
there
I've been doing it ever since.
Very nice, very nice. And it's nice when you can do what you love for a living. It's not work, right? So, I mean, it is. It's a lot of work behind it, but when you're doing it, it's not work. So, in my opinion,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of work getting everything. Yeah.
It's very tedious, the memorization and the clothing and you know, just being able to be on point every single time, you know, that's a challenge in itself. But when you're moving and you're doing the shows and you see the crowd's reactions and things like that, you know, it really energizes you and, you know, you get a burst from it and it's just continuous and it's fun.
Yeah, and you do everybody. You do Engelbert, Elvis, Tom Jones, The Temptations, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Dean Martin, George Strait. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, you've really got some strong vocal cords there, my friend.
Thank you. Yes, I like to stay in the variety factor. It's where I can't get bored with anything, so I just like to switch it up at, you know, any moment. I could sing My Girl from The Temptations, or I could sing, you know, Journey if I, you know, wanted to. But in tomorrow's show, it'll be more ballad love singing, and that's where the Engelbert tribute comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the best ballad singers of all time. And I happen to, you know, be able to emulate and have the essence, possibly, you know, if you were to close your eyes, it'd be hard to tell to a certain extent, but I just try to capture the essence of, you know, who he is and, you know, why he's put there. You know, it takes a lot to do things like that. But when you're live and you got the crowd behind you and everything like that, and you've done the work, you know, it really pays off, and it's nice to see people smile at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I got to ask now, as a tribute artist, now, Engelbert and Dino and all those guys, I mean, those are easy to do. You just throw a tux on. Do you ever put on like an Elvis outfit or anything like when you do an Elvis, or no?
No, I don't go full on into the
right
suits.
You're just
and
performing
that.
Right.
Yes. I'm more of a pure vocalist, to where I just sing the songs and I just happen to sound like particular people.
Right.
But I'm not trying to impersonate down to a science. You know, I just go up there, feel the song, and I try to
sing it,
suit up as best as possible.
Right, and you've also worked with Pia Zadora and Crystal Gayle. I mean, those are great. Oh, Peter Lemongello. My God, is Peter Lemongello still around?
Yes. We seen him a couple of years ago down in Boca Raton.
Mm.
I believe it was the Black Box.
Okay, and Engelbert's still with us. I know that. Is he still performing or no? Have you ever met him?
I've talked to him a few times through Looped. We've seen him last year down here in Clearwater, Florida, at the Ruth Eckert Hall. And we've seen him a few times, and he hasn't disappointed.
No, I'm sure he doesn't. I'm sure he doesn't. And so now, you have any story? Supposedly, you have some stories to tell about Elvis and Berry Gordy, or can you share one or two now? Or
turns out, I've met multiple people throughout my career that have actually met and talked to Elvis and things like that of that nature, and they've said, because they've seen me perform, that when they close their eyes and certain aspects of certain songs that I'm singing, it's hard to tell the difference between me and him. And, you know, coming from people who have actually seen him live and have gotten close to him and actually got to know him, you know, that means a lot.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, especially if you get somebody like Pia come up to you and say, oh, my God, you killed it. Or, you know, I mean, they know, you know, so they've worked with him. So, you know what I mean? So if you've got someone in the industry telling you that you're sounding great, they know because they've worked with him. So, but, yeah, it's so funny because I remember at the time when I was growing up, that's who was popular. I think I'm a lot older than you. You know, the TV commercials trying to sell their music, and they'd play their songs, not the whole thing. And at that time, it was Peter Lemongello. It was Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones. I mean, I love them all. I love them all. Don't get me wrong. I love them all. And it brings back so much memories. It really does. And Engelbert's got a beautiful voice. And my favorite, of course, is After the Lovin' and Release Me. I mean, and of course, Love Me with All of Your Heart, which we're going to share with everybody tonight, your rendition. I can't wait to do that. So before we do that, let's let everybody know that tomorrow, for you guys down in Florida who are listening in, Jimmy's going to be at the Timber Pines in Spring Hill, Florida, on the 28th. That's Friday the 28th. And for tickets, you can call Carl at 203-815-0953. And do you have a website, Jimmy, that folks can go to check your scheduling and all that?
Yes, I do. They can find me on all platforms on social media at Facebook through Jimmy Bush Jr. And my website will be there, and they will be able to find all the links to all my social media, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, everything.
Nice. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. It's Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Bush, B-U-S-H,
yes.
Jr.
Yes. Yes. That's the Jimmy I-E, not Jimmy Y, not with a Y. So now, have you ever done an album of one of your tribute artists? Or no, just your regular music that you write when you're writing?
I have not done a whole album to that extent, but I am working on an EP currently right now to release before the holidays get here. So I'm hoping that going to have older recordings from when I first started to updated recordings, and maybe a little bit of something special that I can put together through my new crossover techniques with what I'm working on now.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, instead of hearing me and Jimmy talk, why don't we hear Jimmy sing? This is Love Me With All Your Heart by Jimmy Bush. Enjoy, folks. Check it out.
Every winter, every summer, every fall,
lying to me. That's Engelbert there. That's not you. Come on.
I might have been able to keep up if I were, you know, back, if I were to come out back in the day. But it's just nice to be able to keep that music alive for my generation and to keep on inspiring.
Yeah, that was great. You really killed that. Oh, my God. I loved it. God, your modulation, your crescendos, everything. You just it's so clear. Your voice is so clear and smooth. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Tell everybody where you're going to be tomorrow again, April 28th. Go ahead, since you're down there in Florida.
What was that?
I said let everybody know where you're going to be again in Florida tomorrow.
I'm going to be in Spring Hill at Timber Pines Performance Art Theater. It's at 2348 Grand Club Drive. And you can reach Carl at 203-815-0953 for tickets.
Excellent. Oh, man, that was good. Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
I need to hear it. Do After the Loving for me. Can you sing it for me over the phone?
Right now? Oh, yeah, of course.
Could you? Could you? Come on. That's one of my favorites.
So I sing you to sleep after the loving with a song I just wrote yesterday. And I hope you can hear what the words and the music have to say.
Thanks for making me. Oh, I loved it. Oh, man,
actually,
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I'm actually planning on recording more of that this upcoming year before the holidays come around. I haven't come up with the title for the EP yet, but I'm sure I'll think of something soon.
Good. I had the wrong word. It's thanks for changing me into someone. Is that it? God, I can't remember the words.
You
but
can
that's one
help
of
me
my...
sing back one day.
Yeah, right. No, my voice has gotten so bad I can't sing anything, but that's just one of my favorites. I wish you had that one. I would love to hear that one right now. After we get off, I'm going to have to play it because that one and, of course, Release Me. And I saw your rendition of also, what's the on YouTube? I just saw it. Oh, man.
Am I that easy to forget?
Say again?
Am I that easy to forget?
Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. Very good. Well, you're really, really good, Jimmy. Oh, my goodness. And you're very welcome. Out of all the artists that you do a tribute for, who do you enjoy doing more? And I'm going to ask two-parter. Who do you enjoy doing more? And who is the easiest? Who is the easiest vocally? I wouldn't say not as difficult.
I enjoy doing all of it.
Right.
Probably for me on all fronts, it would be probably Engelbert. You know, it's in the same range as me. You know, I love the ballad songs, and, you know, that has a lot of power to it already. And because I'm able to pull it off to a certain extent, and the people love it, and it just increases everything. And I have a good time doing it, and it makes people happy, and it puts a smile on everybody's face. So that probably is the best and easiest for me to do.
Very nice. And now, since you can really feel him more than others, are you a huge fan about him in general as well, like his whole background, you know everything about him, or no?
Well, I know a lot to a certain extent. You know, you have to be able to know certain aspects of who you're attributing, obviously, in order to, you know, sing it.
Of course.
And sing it well. But I have studied a lot, and, you know, as far as being an artist and being able to maintain for over the length of time he's been able to be in it is an amazing career in itself.
You know what?
Just
you know,
50-year milestone not too long ago.
Right. Yeah, he's amazing. The reason I ask is because out of all the names he could have picked, I was going to ask if you knew the background on the choice of the name that he picked to use as his stage name.
Yeah,
for Engelbert
Humperdinck.
He could have picked any name. He picked Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's all you need to do is just a little bit of rebranding. And I believe you got it from a German composer.
Yes,
at the time.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
in my opinion, as a kid when I was growing up, I think if he had a different name, he would have been more on the crossover pop mainstream of the 70s with this stuff.
Yeah.
In my opinion means nothing.
Yeah.
A name like Engelbert Humperdinck turned off the kids.
Yeah, it might have been a little too long and maybe a little bit too comical, but for
not comical,
it has a nice funny ring to it, and it you know, it makes you think, you know, and that's, you know, it pulls you in, and it worked a very long time. It's still going strong, and he's
absolutely
making more money than a lot of other people right now.
Yeah. No, I'm not making fun of his name. I'm just saying that as a kid, when I was growing up, we were listening to more like the whatever, the name of the band or an artist's name. And it was not an obscure name like Engelbert Humperdinck, that's all. And I just think that, you know, he may have gotten even bigger, sooner, faster, you know. But that's his name now. Yeah. That's how we know him. So I meant no disrespect by any means. You know.
Oh, no, of course.
I just, you know, but how could you disrespect Engelbert Humperdinck? I mean, my God, you know. So,
yeah.
Well, I would love to check your show out sometime. Do you just do whereabouts do you tour or perform?
Well, right now I'm working on getting back on the circuit. I usually perform in New York City and Las Vegas. And I'm hoping to do some things in California and a little bit more here around locally here in Florida in the Tampa Bay area.
Any plans for New York soon? Because I'd love to catch you.
Well, I'm looking to come up there during the holidays. I have a few more gigs booked around there. And as soon as I'm done with the ones around here, I'll be shooting up there and hopefully Las Vegas as well and just making my rounds.
Very nice. Well, if you do something out here specifically in New York around the holiday time, I do a little holiday show. I try to do it in December. I try to do holiday theme stuff. Okay, for the month. I mean, it doesn't have to always be, but I try hard. You know, if you want to come back and do give us a Christmas tune, I'd love that, and then we could tell everybody where you're playing. And I'd love to catch it.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a holiday gig in New York for a long time. That's actually where I seen snow for the first time was New York. So
really?
I would love to do something for the holidays up there.
Right. Oh, wait, you didn't answer my second question. So which of the artists that you do a tribute for are the most difficult, where at the end of the night you're wiped and your throat, your voice, your vocals hurt, and, you know, you're tired? Which one do you have an issue with?
I would probably say Tom Jones.
Yeah, he's got a strong voice.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest people to possibly sing out of, like, a lot of people. I mean, Engelbert is hard as well. Some of those other, like, strong power ballads, you know, you have to have a different caliber type of voice. And for me, I was able to emulate Engelbert to where that kind of helped get me to do the Tom Jones song.
Yeah.
And I'll sing I'll Never Fall in Love Again.
That's a good one.
I'll sing Thunderball if I can, you know, hit that last note. Delilah. There's just so many as far as, like, being able to want to do and being able to actually pull off. But for what he was able to do and the length of time that, you know, even, you know, Engelbert, for what they did, you know, you can't hardly replicate that anymore. And to hear them in like their prime, you know, on YouTube and things like that, you're not going to hear it no more.
No, you know, no. And listen, it's very rare to find people who can do what you do in this day and age, and people who even care about this type of music. You know, it's and the fact that you're, like you said, you're keeping it alive is great, because Engelbert, I guess, at this point can't go from Florida to New York to Vegas to this to this to this at this stage of the game. I'm thinking he, you know, he probably could, it, but it'll knock him out, you know, exhaust him. You, on the other hand, you can jump to all these places and let folks get that piece of Engelbert Humperdinck or any other artist that you're doing at that show. And you're bringing it back and you're saving it, you know, which is great. I love that.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be able to perform it in front of my generation as well, because they may not know exactly who's singing the song, but they've heard the song. They'll know it's not unusual playing somewhere, and they're like, I know what that is, but I don't know who, you know. You just never know these days who's going to know what with my generation.
Right.
But with me being able to sing it and have that opportunity, it's nice to be able to keep some of that magic alive still.
Right. And out of all the artists that you have done tribute for, I you said you spoke to Engelbert, but have you ever met any of the artists that you do a tribute for?
No, I have not personally met. I've only discussed over the phone.
Well, that's good. I have
personally met and performed with Pia Zadora in Las Vegas. And I personally met Crystal Gayle here in my hometown. I opened up for her. And I didn't meet Tracy Lawrence, but I did have the opportunity to open up for him as well.
Nice, nice. Oh, I loved Crystal Gayle. And Pia, I loved Pia too. I loved her. She was great. Does she still move the way she does used to do?
Yes, she's still performing in Las Vegas.
I know, but does she still move around and dance the way she did? She was a great dancer. Or she slowed it down a bit.
Last time I was there, she was still dancing around.
Nice, nice, nice. So Florida, I seem to find that a lot of people are moving down to Florida who are... were performers. They're moving down there. A lot of them, one guest I had on, Joey D and the Starlighters, Peppermint Twist. Do you know that song?
Yeah. I believe we've seen them about 5 years ago down here somewhere. I believe at the Coliseum in St. Pete.
Yeah. He's originally from up my way, and he said one day he went down there and he never came back. The weather was so good. And I'm noticing that I have a lot of guests on from the 60s, 50s, and 70s, you know, music, classic music, the great stuff. And I notice a lot of them have relocated to Florida. So, and everybody down there has got to be loving you. And, oh, I really wish have you ever considered doing an album of all the different artists you do a tribute for, and like do a compilation and just throw all the different folks in there, especially a Christmas one? That would be great.
I'm actually working on that after my EP. So my EP is going to lead into the full-length album.
Mm.
And hopefully that'll be out around New Year's. I plan on dropping a lot of good and great things around New Year's time. That'll be
very nice.
That'll be my first full cover album of my tributes. It's going to have recordings from when I first started up from 5 to 6 years ago or so, and I'm going to go back into the studio here within the next 3 to 4 months to finish some of those out.
Oh, I wanted to ask you this. I forgot. The music on what we just played, Love Me With All of Your Heart, did you do all the tracks on that, the music?
I actually had a friend especially make those for me. He had a connection, and it was a good deal, so I was able to get that specially made for me, and nobody else has that track.
Nice, nice.
That was a special made track for me.
On the EP you're doing, any other projects, so are you doing all the instruments, or are you going to go outside as well for some stuff?
I'm going to go outside for some
yes.
because to do a lot of the tracks and stuff, it's too difficult to get a lot of people together for that amount of length of time to really pull off the sound. So either I can fill in the gaps with what I can find, or I can just spend the time and then a little bit extra money to get better quality stuff.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. Eventually, I'll have pretty much my own band to where I can just have them in the studio. We could spend, you know, a couple weeks or however long in there and not have to worry about all the outside places.
Right. And it'll be, go a lot faster. It'll go a lot faster that way, too. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, Jimmy Bush Jr., I would love to have you back on, especially if you're coming out this way. And I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear you do After the Lovin'. I hope you send that to me. And
that's
going to
be number
come.
One on the album.
Oh, it's got to be.
First song on the album.
It's got to be. It's got to be. It's just got to be. And so, yes, definitely come on back. And real quick again, everybody, Jimmy Bush Jr. is going to be at the Timber Pines in Spring Hill, Florida on April 28th. And Jimmy, we tell him to just go get tickets from Carl by calling 203-815-0953, yes?
Yep, that is correct. You can reach Carl for all the details and the tables, and I'll see you there.
Wonderful. Well, I wish I was in Florida. I'd come and see that there. I'm dying to see you. I'm dying to see you after hearing that Love Me With All Your Heart. I mean, that is just on the money, my God.
Thank you. Yes, I hope to be up there shortly and perform a live performance for you up there.
That'd be lovely. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Well, you keep in touch. I hope you had a good time. And I have to apologize to you,
cool.
My listeners, and the folks who check the calendar. My web maintenance admin, he's in Italy, and I didn't know because I normally, like I said, I don't normally book the last week of the month. So we'll get you right up there as soon as he comes back, Jimmy, I promise. And this way, if folks want to go back and listen at a later time, which they normally do. So you will be up on my calendar. I'm hoping he'll be back soon. He didn't tell me when, but I have to actually reply to his email. But you'll be up there really, really soon.
You.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank you
again for coming on. I hope you had a good time. I know I did. I needed it. I was going crazy, and you calmed me down. You got me excited and calmed me down at the same time.
Well, that's what hopefully I could do tomorrow night for a lot of other people.
Oh, God, you know you're going to. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, God, is anybody any? No, this is stupid. Nobody's ever thrown their underwear up to you when you do Tom Jones, have they?
The last show I had a few of that pop up on stage.
Oh, my God. They still do it. Look at that. I recently saw a documentary about him online, and he said they still do it for him, too. It's crazy. It's crazy. But listen, this is the music that has made us who we are for a different generation, and it's stuff we can't get rid of. It'll never go away. A classic is a classic. They say music can be transcends time, and definitely Engelbert was one of them, and all the folks that you do a tribute for are in that category, all classic artists, and real, in my opinion, music of America. That's what we grew up listening to, and it'll never die. Like the music that's out on the radio today, in 20 years, you're going to give a crap you're going to hear that? Nope. So, you know.
Yeah.
The music we're listening to with Engelbert, Elvis, all these guys, Dean Martin, and my goodness, Tom Jones, that'll be there forever, forever. Never go away. But Jimmy, I'm sorry?
They're the founders of the industry.
Yep, they built what we got stuck with today, but think what we're stuck with today was a good journey to get to where we're stuck at the crap today. But anyway, it was worth the trip. It was worth the ride to get the crap, right? So we went from excellence. We went from the bar was really dropped. So, you know, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, thank you again so very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And please, please do come back anytime. And I wish you a great time tomorrow. Have a blast. I know you're going to. And those attending the show, have a great time. And again, it's April 28th on Friday at Timber Pines in Spring Hill, Florida. Get your tickets 203-815-0953 for Mr. Jimmy Bush Jr. as he is going to do a tribute to Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck. And it is going to be phenomenal. I wish I was there. So, Jimmy, thank you so much. Jimmy Bush Jr., everybody, go check him out online, too. He's on all social, J-I-M-M-I-E, not Jimmy with a Y, Jimmy Bush Jr. Go check it out and enjoy. Hope you enjoyed Love Me With All Your Heart by Jimmy. We're going to close out with it as well in case you missed it. So hang in there. Jimmy, thank you. Have a great night. I don't want to say break a leg because, you know, God forbid you do, you'll call me up and you'll yell at me. So, but...
Yeah. No bad luck tomorrow.
No, absolutely not. You got this. Hey, you've done this for a long time. You're a pro. You're going to knock it out of the park. So have
thank
a wonderful
you.
Time. And thank you again, everybody. Jimmy Bush Jr. Thank you, Jimmy. Take care. Have a good night.
Thank you, Joanne.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Bye-bye. Oh, man, I'm telling
Bye.
You, I was listening. Bye. I was listening to him on YouTube. And he's right. If you close your eyes, I mean, it's not identical, but when you're doing that, you don't want to be identical because you want to be Jimmy, too. I mean, he's really a musician, so he wants to be him while doing it, however, not overstretch it where it's taking away from what you're looking to see when you go to see Engelbert Humperdinck. So, and again, you're not seeing Engelbert, you're seeing Jimmy, and he's not a impersonator by any means. It's more of a tribute act, so which is great. So it's a night of just great music, and he sounds great. He sounds really good. He's got such a smooth voice, just like Engelbert. Yeah, I was surprised at the name. I mean, if you don't know try say that five times after having a horrible day, okay? Engelbert Humperdinck actually was Arnold Jerry Dorsey, and he performed as Jerry Dorsey. And then a music composer changed his name to Engelbert Humperdinck. Can you believe that? Can you? To Engelbert Humperdinck. And I don't know, as a kid, I enjoyed his voice. I did, and I enjoyed the music he was putting out. But the name, it was just like, it's the name didn't pull me in. But then again, without the name, he may not have gotten that attention because it's such a different name. It's really different. So anyway, we are, what's today? Today is the 27th. We are at the end of the month. I try to do at least one or two towards the end of the month and the first week of the month, but it's really hard, folks. But I wanted to get Jimmy on because he had his show tomorrow, and I wanted him to get it out there. So it was a pleasure, Jimmy. Thank you. And I enjoyed it. I had a very hectic day, so with listening to him made me excited in a different kind of way, musically enjoyable, excited, and yet relaxed me at the same time, too. And I enjoyed that. But in May, I am nowhere near the calendar. I'm hoping to hit it this weekend for you guys. And May, I'm going to try and get you some really, really great folks working around these concert dates. So, yeah, that looks good. I'm looking and see it just ahead of time. So you're not going to hear from me. I don't know. I was going to see if Michelle might want to do a show on Sunday night with me. Michelle Palmieri. I know you guys love her. So, and she loves doing it. She loves coming on and talking to you folks. Michelle is our new psychic friend to the show. And, you know, I know when I was, listening to the radio in the car and a radio station had a psychic on, I was dying to call in. I kept calling and calling and calling and calling, and I never got through. But listen, we let everybody through. Michelle, she could go on for hours if you know, we allowed her to, but, you know, we only booked the show for a certain time period as we're playing. So, and it must get exhausting to some degree, having to talk to people you don't know and feel whatever vibe they're throwing. And you might say, yeah, what are you talking about? Ridiculous. No, it's the truth. Everybody that's talked to her on the show has said she hit it right on the head. So, and I'm a big tarot. I love tarot. I love getting my palm read, my psychic readings, and I love it. I enjoy it. I don't know. But anyway, everybody wants Michelle back, so we're going to see if we get her back on Sunday, and it may be too short of notice. And again, I don't know when my website manager is coming back, so I don't know when he's going to, I don't know if he just left. Is he at the tail end of his trip? I didn't get a chance to reply. I don't want to bother him in Italy, so he was kind enough to email me and say, sorry, I'm not available. I'm in Italy, so because I had reached out to him to update the calendar to add Jimmy on there. So if you are in the Florida area close by and can drive on down, love Engelbert Humperdinck, go check it out. Jimmy Bush Jr. On the 28th. I put the calendar on top of it. I'm sorry. Timber Pines in Spring Hill, Florida on Friday, April 28th. So, and that's Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Bush Jr., J-R. And you can find him everywhere online. And I hope you enjoyed that song, Love Me With All Your Heart, because I thought it sounded great. I mean, you don't even have to close your eyes listening to it because we can't see him. But when I was listening, I felt like it sounded really, really good. So I'm going deaf. So, but I still can hear music. Isn't that crazy? I'm losing my hearing. I know I am. I could be somebody talking to me really closely and I can't hear a word they're saying. I'm hearing something. I'm just not getting it clearly. But like I could be standing somewhere and hear music from like maybe 10 blocks away or just a far distance. And I know that song. I don't understand it. I can hear it. I can hear it. So it's crazy. What are you going to do? Life is crazy. But I thank you guys for joining me tonight on this special broadcast Thursday night, which was barely announced because of the fact that the calendar is not updated. I had to quickly get it out on social. But anyway, it'll be available for you guys who weren't here to join us live. You could always listen back. And once the calendar's updated, if you're one of our frequent visitors at our website, applauseradioshow.com, you can see the calendar and go listen back to the show. But I had a really nice time. Jimmy is a really nice guy. And we will see you. I want to say Sunday, but I don't know. Might be too short of notice. Might be too short of notice to do the 30th. So we'll see. Maybe Thursday, maybe that night, the 30th of April. And then we don't have anything start kicking in until actually May. Wow, we're going into May. Can you believe this? Wow, May 10th. So I don't know if I'll be skipping the first week as well. So I can't take too long of a break, folks. Remember, when I take a break, it gets really, really long. And I start enjoying being able to kick back and get back into my life of doing nothing. But I don't like doing nothing. So this is exciting. I enjoy it. It's fun. That's all. I'm just having a great time, and I'm blessed with the guests that I get to have on and the opportunities I have by doing the show, and it's pure blessing. So I wouldn't have met Jimmy Bush Jr. tonight now, would I, right? And neither would you, maybe, if you weren't listening. Yeah, you can hear him on other stations and shows, but if you weren't listening to me, you wouldn't have heard him here tonight. But anyway, Jimmy Bush, thank you. Thank you so very much. Jimmy Bush Jr., everybody. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Have a great weekend. If we do anything for Sunday with Michelle, I will put it out there for you folks so you can call in and get your free psychic reading. If not, we're just going to shoot for a day in May. We'll see how it goes. All right, so have a good night. Go to Jimmy Bush Jr., Engelbert Humperdinck tribute artist, and so much more. He's a tribute artist to many, 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 many classic singers that we've had in the last 30 years, at least the last 30 years. So this is Jimmy closing us out with Love Me With All of Your Heart, Mr. Jimmy Bush Jr. Have a great night, everybody, and thank you, Jimmy, for joining me on the show. Take care, and if I don't talk to you, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Every winter, every summer, every fall. When we are far apart, oh, when you're near me, love me with all of your heart as I love. Every winter.